And your goggles are like up here. Yeah.
That's because this is Mike's helmet, and he's got a tiny, tiny head.
I know.
Look at his tiny head over there.
All right, well,
we're back.
We're back.
I can't get it up my head.
We're talking about squid lids, aka helmets.
Squid lids.
Squid lids.
I like that.
Like, yeah,
I like that.
So, we are talking about helmets, and it's been a little bit since our last one. So, I'm Carl.
And I'm Kenji.
And this is Bikes and Brews.
Yes, indeed. Red Monkey Sports.
Yeah.
We're back.
So we got all these fantastic head protection here, but before we dive into it, what do we got here in terms of...
That is a great question.
Bubbly beverage.
It is the Browery West Pop Fuji.
I haven't heard of this one.
Unfiltered Pilsner.
Oh.
An Unfilsner.
You know what? As far as nerdery goes, I'm pretty good at that.
Go for it.
I've been striking out so horribly.
Bring it. I want to hear it.
Pilsners are not easy to make. You have to have a narrower window of temperature when brewing it, all that sort of thing. You know, it's not like a, a malty kind of ale.
No, these are usually pretty clean.
That too. Yeah, but it's harder to make a Pilsner than it is an ale. I like that sound.
I know.
Let's crack one of these things.
Good ping to it. Okay. 5% alcohol by volume.
I know this is pretty crafty because this is a silver can with a sticker somebody put on it. I like that.
Hot off the presses.
It's a cool label.
Yeah, I like it. I was just looking at it.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome, actually.
I'm throwing on my Mr. Magoo glasses. This is 5% by alcohol, so that's pretty standard. I like it.
Yeah.
It's got a good balance of hops and maltiness and everything, since this is German noble hops.
I was going to say, it's very malty for me. I hardly taste the hops.
With Mecca grade malted barley. I don't know what Mecca grade means. Does that mean good?
I mean, maybe.
Mecca
grade barley. I have not heard of that.
Malted barley. Okay, no, anyways.
We're both out of our depths in the beer nerdery right now.
Speak for yourself. I'm all over this. This is a solar powered brewery, by the way.
It is a very malty lager.
I like it. It isn't. You know what? I take it back. It's not that hoppy at all.
Not at all.
It's like, pretty mellow.
I would give this an IBU of like negative 12.
IBU. What does that stand for?
I don't know. International Bitterness Units.
I don't know that.
Like a
12?
No.
There's hardly. It's almost like there's no hops in here.
Okay. What's your 1 to 10? What do you give it? The Kenji School of Rating Systems, right here.
I'm gonna go with a fiver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like the sweet ones, though.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to go with...
I like them bitter.
I'm going to say
angry.
Shirts off 8.
Shirts off 8?
Yes.
Because it's solar powered.
Yeah. I
see what you're
doing. No, I can see this. Southern California beer. It's hot. You know, inland, it's 110, and it's like 80 at the beach. Perfect. Stroll a nice cooler full of these guys. I'd be deep into these.
I could tell.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. All right.
No, it's good. On a hot day. Okay. All right. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Maybe I'll amend mine to a 7.
Wow. You came up quick. That's a big jump.
Well, in that helmet, it was hotter than hell.
I referenced this before. My 8 is a snowman, remember? You're okay. Yeah, anyways, we're getting off topic. All right, let's go into helmets. So
what do we got? Where are we going?
We got all these different kind of helmets. And the main thing is, first you got to decide
dirt or asphalt.
So you got to, well, and then you have all the disciplines within it. Because if you got asphalt, you got all sorts of different kinds of road ones. You have time trial. Don't forget about that one where you
want to start there. Let's start there.
Yeah, let's start there.
All right. Okay.
So traditionally, they were pretty much a leather, what do they call those things? Those, you know, the leather straps on them.
Casquette?
Basically a leather hairnet back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, but nowadays...
Looks like they're wearing a baseball glove.
Yes, totally. Nowadays you got these great ones, which this is a road helmet, basically. This is a road helmet.
Yep.
This is not.
Not a trail helmet.
So anyways, the whole idea is protecting your head. On the road, you pretty much have Sounds weird, but you have minimal protection because it's the most important part. It's the top part.
Yep.
And the problem with that is as you put something on your head, the comfort equates costs and money. And to add those vents and get ventilation means a lot of technology and to get that ventilation.
Yeah, there's a lot of analysis that goes into these
and
helmets
weight.
To create the ventilation. All the holes and the ports and everything like that.
Channels
air through it, keeps you cool, but that takes away from the structure of all the safety, all the protection, right?
So they have to put technology back in it, and that's what drives the cost up and everything. And you're going to keep that weight low because you don't want something like this on your head. It's going to make you bobblehead.
Yeah, you don't want to do a neck workout every time you put your cycling helmet
on. Yeah, you want to like basically feel like it's not there, but it is there. Yeah.
Yeah, when you get a nice helmet on your head, that's exactly what it feels like. You're like, forget that you're wearing the helmet.
Yeah.
That's a
good
metric.
Every brand has their own kind of fit, you know, and that's where like you got to try them on. And then the retention system, maybe we can talk about that real quick. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but how it clasps, you know, you want it nice and snug right before your cheek. It should fit you well.
Yeah.
And when you get a helmet like this, it comes in a box and there's all those little foam pieces. You want to custom fit it, even though you got your size, like an XL me. You want to put strategically placed pieces in there. In some cases you can adjust the strap so it's not dangling down here.
Yeah.
You know, it's not up here. And you want it to fit right. So
yeah, you want it like low on your head.
So you don't want it like crawling up like...
You want it nice.
You don't want it
low.
Like this.
That's
which
definitely...
that's the worst thing I've seen in a long
time. No.
That is
the worst thing I've seen is this.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I've literally seen this before.
I have seen that. It's the worst. Yeah.
It's not okay.
So you want it to fit nice just right above the brow. Is that the brow?
That's your brow.
Okay, thanks.
Brow?
Okay.
Brow, bro.
Personally, I'm not a big fan of the Arrow hybrid helmets because you know what in a TT you wear a TT helmet
but you know if your mind is always racing
but if you're in a Peloton
even more
the little marginal gains I'd rather have ventilation and everything because if you're gonna go TT
much...
nerd like this one's cool because it's got see this like to get the helmet on they kind of pop out like this.
Ooh,
isn't that cool?
Fancy earpieces,
fancy pants.
That looks so comfortable.
And with these TT helmets, they even have, a lot of times they'll have like face shield
for visor, you know,
but
facial,
that blocks even more airflow. This thing has a little insert on it where you can take it out and it makes air, but that slows you down on paper. Or
you look like a human golf ball.
Some of them, like this one right here, you can put a GoPro attachment, which is a pretty cool feature. This is a trail helmet. We'll get that in a second.
GoPro and light on that one.
Yeah.
Road-wise, I'll rock this on most days where I'm not doing 95 degrees up a climb. Like,
right.
I'm not going to Glendora Mountain Road.
I won't. I think it looks nerdy.
No.
I'd rather be cool and take the 2 watts of difference. And if
be
you're
cool
in a Peloton, it negates that whole thing. So I'd rather, well, this one isn't, this is like a hybrid, but most of them have vents all over it.
Yeah.
Which brings us up to, if you're wearing a road helmet, you go on dirt, it's cross country, cyclocross, then you're wearing a road helmet.
You're still rocking the road helmet.
Right.
And then if
you're
XC racing, like I went racing in this helmet last weekend and it was great.
So yeah.
It was also 43 degrees outside. So.
Right. But at summertime, it's a big consideration. When you're climbing, you're not going that fast. You're sweating your butt off.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going cross country racing. Probably
cross country. The next one is
trail helmets.
Trail helmets
is next. So this is going to provide you a little bit more protection.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of see the difference, right? If you look at the road helmet,
most helmets come with a visor. People on mountain tend to keep the visor on. It kind of provides you a little bit. You're not worried about aerodynamics as much.
Yeah.
It has, with a trail helmet, it's gonna kind of wrap around the back a little bit
and
more.
And the sides too, right? Down
yeah, it kind of covers. And there's even ones that cover around the ear. Those look kind of goofy, but I get it. You know, if you don't want to have a full face helmet like this, you have them protect more of this area.
Yep.
Yeah. Still, the safety is still an important factor, and they are rated.
They are rated. All of the helmets are going to pretty much adhere to most of the same standards, I think, with the exception of the full-blown downhill race helmets, which have an additional standard, I think.
I
I think it's called, wait for it.
You guys might have to look this one up.
Wait for it.
Well, there's always been in the past. Snell, there's...
ASTM, standard specification for helmets used for downhill mountain bicycle racing.
Right. I mean, back in the day, and I'm going to date myself again, a lot of guys would just wear rock motorcycle helmets, like dirt bike helmets. I know a lot of BMXers on vert ramps would do that because they want maximum protection. Of course, Look at the technology of these things nowadays. They got all this ventilation and everything because it sucks, you know, being kind of cocooned in there, you know, and everything.
For the size of this thing, it's not that heavy.
No, and that materials come into that too, and that's what you're paying for. Also, not only are you paying for ventilation and features and things like that, like goggle retention system. I mean, these are designed to integrate a goggle. They also, you know, we got MIPS, which is like a form of MIPS. Okay, so before you had this structured helmet on here, when you take a hit, it transfers all of that, not all of it, into your head. With MIPS is a secondary form of technology where it moves independently. That one has it in it.
Yeah, so this, you can see the entire inner part
of
this.
It kind of rotates independent.
It slips. Yeah. So
there's different versions, but because that one is, it's a patented one, and these guys, I'm gonna wear a helmet like this. I'm gonna throw this on. I mean, there's foam inserts on here, so it's like protecting your cheeks. You take an impact in the face, the pad's gonna kind of help stop that.
That's a level of mountain biking that is so far beyond anything I've ever done.
This needs to fit right. This one has a magnetic clasp, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you're fumbling around here with gloves on.
This one has the same magnetic clasp system, which is pretty sweet, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that, you know, we'll talk about a little bit. Some of the other features, you mentioned retention systems earlier. That's going to play a lot into the comfort of the helmet, too.
Hold on.
So some have... that's a
this
test.
This one already doesn't work that rad.
Well, you gotta perfect the pour through the mouth hole. That's what you gotta do.
Should I go for it?
You should air it in there.
That worked great. That was perfect.
Yeah, it's maybe a straw next time.
Straw next time. No. All right. So, what else can we talk about?
This?
I mean, we could go endless. These things are so custom and everything.
And some of them have little attachments for light. I think we mentioned this. Lights and GoPros. And
that thing
like
pops
that.
Out. You can put an attachment on GoPro. That's pretty sweet. I haven't seen that actually before, but that's a really cool feature. Because everybody's putting all these kind of things, aftermarket things, in order to attach a GoPro.
Yeah.
That one comes with it. That's cool. This one has like this retention thing to put a set of goggles on, you know. A lot of them have like special spots. If it's the same brand, you can put your sunglasses in there, when you're sweating, when you're climbing. That's the thing that sucks about a full face. As much climbing. As all the ventilation and everything.
You're
for me, I see guys
there.
Do it all the time. I can't do it. Climb with one of these things on. I mean, it just feels like you got a sack of rice over your face. You know, it's like it muffles it down. But, okay.
Should wrap this up. But you can sound like Darth Vader.
You can.
I mean, that's a bonus.
I think the styling's cool. I mean, you're making a statement. It's a customized thing. You know, some guys get them
painted.
I mean, that's where Troy Lee started. I mean, he hand-painted a lot of helmets.
Is that history lesson?
History lesson right there. Nerd alert 101.
I like it. Well, let's bring this puppy home.
Let's wrap this thing up.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cool.
Rad.
Garage operation beer.
Are you my father? It's your best Darth Vader.
I am your father. I am your father.